With that, we'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you have this morning. And one of the concerns I mentioned is this is our daughter, Nigel Metcalf, and her grandson, John. And we're grateful that you're here this morning. And, anybody else, please? And Cheryl's here? Yep.
Today.
Yes.
And I have a dear friend that's probably in her 50s that is diagnosed with colon cancer. Melanie Worley, if we can have her with us.
Joanne.
I have an aunt Pam in Kansas City that is suffering from a lot of blood clots and possible cancer. That's going to need a lot of prayer. She's pretty much housewarming right now. That's not her.
Hear our prayers, Lord. Thank you. Sandra.
I told you last weekend that my cousin died, and he's still buried up in Pennsylvania. The cemetery that my mom and dad were buried. And it's a very steep cemetery, and it rained and rained and rained. So even the four-wheel drive truck that's hers could not make it up to the cemetery. And so my cousin Glenn had the last laugh because his brother had a side-by-side. And although they could not get the casket up on the hilltop that rained the whole entire time, they devised a way to put the casket on the side by side.
Oh my God.
And drove him up the mountainside. And it was a muddy mess. Everyone was covered in mud. But I heard from my brother and my cousin, and so praise that they actually got real creative and got him buried despite everything that went on. And everyone that I talked to, my cousin and my sister and my brother, they said Glenn got the last laugh watching them slip and slide through the mud.
She's from West Virginia. Well, they said that, by God, West Virginia, or something like that. That's really cool. Please.
On March 18th, one of my coworkers, excuse me, her son was killed in a car accident.
Ooh.
He was only 13.
Oh.
So if you could keep her and her family.
Amen.
In prayers.
Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Anybody else? Oh, thank you.
I got one. I found out that my great-grandma on the website, she had lung cancer. And she said it's very small, but she's knowing that in 6 months, and if it's any bigger, you think about it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, hear our prayer, Lord. Oh, Arthur. Good.
I'm a straight A student.
Whoa!
I made it on a
roll. Hallelujah.
Oh, all right.
Good job.
I'm
thankful.
I
feel so with us today.
Are you being tutored by a college professor named your daddy?
Good. I have a
sure.
With all of the cemetery stuff that I just told you about, I have some important documents, some deeds, for the same cemetery. But I put them in a very safe place. And yesterday, after 4 days looking in my safe places, my safe, it wasn't there. My safety deposit box, it wasn't there. So I was like, it's in this house, somewhere in a safe place that I put it. So I just walked out on the back porch and said, Lord, you got to show me where these are. I cannot find them. I have no idea where they are because it's been 11 years since I laid eyes on them. And I found them yesterday.
Hallelujah. Yes. God is faithful, I'll tell you. I've called upon the Lord a couple of times and I couldn't find things. Cheryl.
Yes, on April 16th, I'm going to have minor surgery. I'm going to have a neck leg bone removed. Yeah. So it could be amateur though. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hear our prayers. Anybody else this morning? Joanne, too.
I got the prayers. My mama's here.
Yeah. All the way from Indiana, right?
Yes. Yeah. And my sister definitely made it back last night safely.
Any other prayer we want to lift up? Mark is getting shoulder. I can't ever say that word. Shoulder surgery.
On the chest.
Yeah. So, but that's